There's something that appeals to everybody, whether you're a Southerner and you love grits or whether you have to have the hash browns. It is a Southern atmosphere. It's a Southern menu. It's Southern.
Founded in 1955, the first Waffle House was just a tiny rectangular box.
I think it was a neighborhood restaurant.
That original location, now a museum in Atlanta, is where I caught up with Waffle House spokesman Pat Warner.
In the 50s, there weren't a lot of restaurants. Everybody ate at home, so eating out was kind of a fun thing to do.
The food was cheap, made to order, and, as a nutritionist would say, calorically dense. The chain has grown to over 2,000 restaurants these days, mainly in the South.
We got folks who will drive past two or three Waffle Houses to go to their Waffle House because that's where their server's at, that's where their cook's at.
Employees like grill operator and server Julia Williams.
You know, I have to come see y'all when I'm here.
All righty.
Williams is the quarterback, the Tom Brady, if you will, of this particular Waffle House in North Atlanta.
Order scrambled, dry wheat plate on two.
Handling details and making decisions on the fly.
Breakfast side, flip it over for the lunch side.
I was her rookie backup.
So this entire restaurant, this is all riding on me?
Pretty much.
That's a terrible idea. I have no idea what I'm doing.
And it quickly became apparent,
I don't know.
I was uncoachable.
Butter is right there.
It didn't help that Waffle House basically has its own language.
Order scrambled on two. One's a biscuit plate.
Plate means hash browns because mm-hmm. It's going to be the plate.
And it's smothered and covered.
For instance, smothered means with onions, and covered means topped with cheese.
There's no way I'm going to remember this.
And when it came to actually cooking the eggs, I was somehow even worse.
Look down your line.
Oh my God. Everybody stop ordering food. I need some time.